I'm Dan. I'm from Tynanega, as I said before. And I first want to thank, there's some real cool people here from Guelph. They came and supported us when I got thrown in jail on April 25th. And that act of unity to show against the government is one of the very things that I think helped get me out. So you guys know who you are. I brought my daughter Ojija with me and my future son-in-law, Dustin over there. They're at the back of the room. So when Matt approached me about speaking, he asked me to speak on the struggles of Tynanega. Those struggles aren't in Tynanega. Those struggles are all over this land. Those struggles are in BC with them cutting down 70,000 trees for the Olympics. So when we talk about the struggles, I'm going to talk about the struggles that are the very struggles that are happening in Tynanega. Well, those struggles are everywhere. We talk about land claims in Tynanega. In Tynanega, there's 923 acres that their government, or your government, or I don't know how you want to put it, not my government.
The government.
Recognizes a legitimate land claim. They said it's 100% Mohawk land, but you ain't never gonna get it back. And so in April 20th, 2006, we know that Six Nations had a fight on right on their forefront. And we stood on the tracks in between the Montreal and the Toronto corridor. It cost them $100 million a day. And we did that in support of Six Nations in April 20th, 2006. On April 21st, 2007, we did it again. And when we bought that money, and we said, all we want you to do is revoke a license to a quarry that's on our tract of land that you said was ours, and they keep trucking the 100,000 tons of gravel away. We shut that quarry down on March 22nd, 2007, and still shut down today. On April 21st, we sat on the track and said, revoke the license or you're going to get economic disruption. June 29th, 2007, then our national chief, or whoever national chief, ain't my national chief, called the day of action. And he called the day of action, and we went out and we blocked the trains. Went out on the overpass of the 401, and OPP blocked the 401. We didn't even have to, but we got charged for it. That's another. I think that time it cost them over $300 million in 24 hours. And when they called it back National Day of Action, it wasn't just over the land claims. There's 175 communities in this country alone that can't drink the water. They have no water to drink. There's children up north that are killing themselves, walking out of schools and hanging themselves on swing sets. And they're worried about developing our land. When she talked about the $5 million and you talk about selling land claims with money, what about the children that are hanging themselves? What about the people that we can't drink the water? In Tynanega today, we have a police station coming. And the first time the government opened their wallets after the June 29th, after we said our children are killing themselves and they can't drink the water, and we're going to jail for it, The first time you open the wallets, you give us a police station. The first time you say that, you give us a police station. That police station is stated right beside the school where our kids in our school still can't drink the water. And we're saying no police station. And that fight's coming next week. It's a symbol. It's a symbol that because we've gone to the end of the earth to make it a peaceful action, to make it safe, we don't want the police station, we want our water in the school fixed. We've gone to the end of the earth to say, just have a community vote and see what the community says. Well, last week they rescinded the motion to have a community vote. They said, to hell with you, it's going whether you like it or not. And it's not coming. When we talk about the oppressions of Native people, that oppression is on everybody. It's on everybody across Canada. If you look at Walkerton and people died in Walkerton where you can't drink the water in that place up north, I can't even pronounce its pre-name,
Kishishawan,
their water is 10 times worse. And what did they get? A bullying advisor. I mean, and they talk about having the 2010 Olympics, and they're killing 70,000 trees and taking more land, and taking what she said, the very thing that swallows up the carbon, and takes carbon out of the air, and they're killing them. Talk about Guelph, and I heard about Guelph, and there was people that were squatting on some land. They say squatting on some land. I don't really get that. If it's your land, go and get it. And we know why this police station came to Tinonega. It came to divert the It came to divert us away from the problems within First Nations people, and so that our people, our kids, can still hang themselves, and our kids still can't drink the water, and the land claim's not settled, but you're getting a police station, and this will divert them away from the police station. That land claim is still not settled. The land claim is still not settled. The license to a quarry trucking 100,000 tons of gravel away off that land. It isn't happening anymore, by the way, since 2007, but has still not been revoked. In a year and a half that they haven't trucked gravel, they still haven't revoked the license. So if we leave that land, the government says they can still truck gravel. So I just want to say that when it comes to quarrying and it comes to mining and it comes to oppression of people, it's oppression of people. It's not oppression of Native people. It's oppression of all people. It's oppression of the race. And I really want to thank you guys for having me out and so I can speak and we can talk about the oppressions that happen to our people. We know that when somebody has a legitimate concern in any town, they divert it away. Well, your time is now to stand up and fight. Your time is now. Thank you.